Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. For the first time in New York's history, a sitting mayor is under indictment. It's now official. The indictment is unsealed. Mayor Adams is facing federal charges that allege that he took illegal campaign contributions and bribes from foreign nationals. The indictment alleges this was in exchange for favors for Turkish officials, including getting fire safety approvals for a new diplomatic building in New York. The official charges are conspiracy, wire fraud, and bribery. We have the mayor's reaction, the city council's reaction, the list of people now calling on the mayor to resign, and where we go from here. We start with the charges against the mayor. 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond was at the news conference today at the office of the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District.
The allegations in the 57-page indictment date back to 2016 when Eric Adams was Brooklyn Borough President.
Year after year after year, he kept the public in the dark.
U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Damian Williams, detailing the alleged fraud, saying Adams received $100,000 in travel benefits from Turkey's national airline and at least one Turkish official seeking to gain influence over him.
In exchange for some of those improper benefits, he intervened in the New York City Fire Department's inspection process for a building owned and operated by the Turkish government, allowing it to open even though it had not passed the fire inspection.
Adams also allegedly tried to conceal illegal contributions from foreign sources and corporations, a move Williams called a grave breach of the public's trust. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Lower Manhattan.
Mayor Adams says he does not plan to resign. The mayor held a news conference outside Gracie Mansion, surrounded by supporters, although voices of discontent certainly tried to make their voices heard as well. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
That's the problem with Harlem right now, right there, Hazel Duke.
Mayor Adams came out of Gracie Mansion surrounded by civic and religious leaders, and they were there to support him. He took to the microphone and said he's not surprised by the indictment. He expected it. He asked New Yorkers to hear his side of the story before they make any judgments. He said, my attorneys will take care of the case. My day-to-day operations of the city won't change. He said, I will continue to do the job that New Yorkers elected me to do.
When you say who's the point person that's going to deal with business communities, who's going to deal with the business of entering the city, the point person is Eric Adams. I'm the mayor of the city of New York.
As the mayor spoke, he was shouted down by members of Black Lives Matter. They called him a crook. They said that he did not represent black people here in the city. The mayor said this was an unfortunate day, a very painful day, but he looks forward to defending himself and defending the people of the city. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM outside Gracie Mansion.
One of the major unanswered questions at this hour is how will Governor Hochul react? She has the power to remove Adams from office. She told reporters this morning that she had not yet read the indictment, but would do so soon and then comment on the charges. Prior to this morning's news conference by the U.S. attorney outlining the charges against the mayor, there were already calls for the mayor to resign, most notably from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez yesterday. But in the aftermath of today's news conference from the U.S. Attorney of the Southern District, those calls have intensified. The latest tab, more than 30 elected officials have called on the mayor to resign. Several members of the City Council and the State Senate and Assembly have called on the mayor to resign, including City Council member Lincoln Ressler of Brooklyn.
It is impossible for him and his team to dedicate the necessary time, energy, resources, attention to actually doing the work of being mayor.
Public advocate Jumani Williams stopped short of calling on the mayor to resign. He issued a lengthy statement saying in part, and I quote here, "Justice presumes innocence until proven guilty. At the same time, these charges are even more sweeping and severe than imagined. In the face of this evidence, it is not enough to deflect blame and deny responsibility." At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre shut down any rumors of the White House having any involvement in the investigation.
We have been always very clear. The president was clear even when he was running in 2020 that he was going to make sure that DOJ is independent and the DOJ is handling this case independently. I'm not going to go beyond that.
So where do we go from here? What can we expect after today's recitation of the charges and allegations against the mayor by the U.S. Attorney's Office and the mayor's strident proclamation that he will fight the charges? Here's 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley with a look ahead.
Mayor Adams legally doesn't have to resign from his position, even though he's been indicted. New York criminal defense attorney David Schwartz breaking down Adams' charges of bribery and fraud.
Illegal campaign contributions are to a campaign. A campaign is a separate entity. So unless Eric Adams sought those illegal campaign contributions out, unless he had full knowledge of it, it's not a crime against Eric Adams. It's a crime against the people that gave the illegal donations.
If Mayor Adams does resign, public advocate Jemani Williams would become acting mayor and a special election would have to be scheduled. Governor Hochul, though, does have the power to both suspend and remove Adams, though the process is a complicated one. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Again, to recap, for the first time in New York's history, a sitting mayor is under indictment, and it's now official with the indictment being unsealed. Mayor Adams is facing federal charges that allege he took illegal campaign contributions and bribes from foreign nationals. The indictment also alleges this was in exchange for favors for Turkish officials, including getting fire safety approvals for a new diplomatic building in New York. For continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Most of us in our city lives have jaywalked at some point or another. The city council is considering a bill that would permit jaywalking. The bill, sponsored by city council member Mercedes Narcisse, would permit pedestrians to cross a roadway at any point and allow for crossing against traffic signals. City council has released statistics that argue that the enforcement of jaywalking disproportionately targets Black and Latino New Yorkers. For example, the numbers released by the city council, 92% of the 463 summonses issued for jaywalking in 2023 were for Black and Latino New Yorkers. First 3 months of 2024, the percentage was 96.5% of the 227 jaywalking tickets handed out. Police in Nassau County are looking for a burglary suspect, a suspect accused of robbing a church in Franklin Square. Police say the suspect opened a locked basement door at the St. Catherine of Siena Church back on September 17th, then pried open a donation box and stole the cash inside. Anyone with information is asked to call Nassau County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-244-TIPS. Back in the city, how did the MTA determine the source of a problem earlier this month in the Queens Midtown Tunnel when water was pouring into the tunnel? Turns out an MTA worker, a brave MTA worker, tasted it. The deluge of water came into the tunnel back on September 4th, and it forced the MTA to close the tunnel temporarily. This is MTA Bridges and Tunnels President Kathy Sheridan.
Our maintenance employees were on site. They were the ones who noticed the leak of the water into the tunnel. They went on an investigative hunt for where it was coming in and found it in the exhaust duct. As far as how much water came in, we didn't calculate how much water came in. That really wasn't our focus. We were focused on fixing the problem. And how we determined it was salt was, yes, someone did taste it.
The fact that it was salt meant that it was coming from the East River and not from a burst water main.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.